And you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
.31-29, Wisconsin leads Maryland as we get set to begin the second half. Teams are still in their locker room. They had to replace the rim to our left. Bango blew it up, part of the halftime show. So the crew has been out there working on it. The new rim is attached, hopefully really tight. Make it a really tight rim because that's where Maryland's shooting in the second half. But they're still getting the height right off the basket support. So we'll be a couple of minutes here or more before we start the second half of play. If I bango, I'm proud. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't take some pride. Bring it down.
Throw it down.
Where's Bill Rafferty when we need him, right?
That's right. Send it in, Jerome. For those of us old enough to know what we're talking about.
Yeah, whole different generation. Maryland was impressive over the final minutes of that first half. Terps close on a 14-4 run. Hit six of the last eight shots of their last shots. They had that flurry of threes from four different players. So it's Scott Hart missing shots offensively. We've already seen that correlation. If you start to struggle at one end of the floor, it normally affects you at the other.
Yep. Terps 43%. And the teams have been shooting the last two games against Wisconsin, 52% shooting from the other guys. The Badgers a little better than 50% and better than 40% from the three-point line. So the Badgers have been in that, you know, a couple of shootouts the last couple of games, relatively speaking. You know, you don't expect to see a Wisconsin team lose a game when it scored 75. That was the case last week. 80 in the overtime to knock off Marquette. Wildly entertaining games.
Absolutely. How about Illinois knocking off Texas tonight?
That's big time.
In New York.
Yeah, big time.
Overtime win. Matthew Meyer, who's really struggled since transferring from Baylor, had 21 points for the lineup.
Yeah, that's a big one. At Madison Square Garden, part of the Jimmy V Classic, as it was 85-78. Illinois winning that game. The second game, which will be starting shortly, I believe, Iowa and Duke at the Garden.
Last night after practice, I had a chance to talk a little bit with Kamari McGee, and McGee was teammates with Tyrese Hunter at Racine St. Catharines. Hunter went to Iowa State and now is the leading scorer for the Longhorns at Texas. Those two were quite a combination in high school. They had a 43-game winning streak at St. Cat's. Mm-hmm. Lost one game over two seasons. The only thing that stopped them was COVID.
COVID,
ended
yeah.
Their one season, their junior year together, prematurely.
I know you wrote the piece on it on EWBadgers.com. So we touched on it during the game Saturday. Kamari McGee went into that game having not been able to practice the day before because he was in a dentist chair. So he came in, couldn't feel his face, which we've all been there. That's not the best feeling ever.
And that had nothing to do with the dentist, right?
That's right.
The thing about it, I was kind of surprised, and I guess I shouldn't have been, is that he's had this toothache for about 2 weeks. So it's bothered him. And it's affected the way he just goes through a daily routine, whether it's playing basketball or practicing basketball or going to class. It was always so painful he couldn't even sleep at night.
No, it's miserable. We've all been through that. Most of us, I think, you go through that with it just, you don't want to do anything.
No, and the one thing about McGee and it, and I was impressed, and he admitted that he's not quite sure yet what his role is with this team, and he's willing to just wait until he figures his time will come, but he has to be patient. And that's the best, really the best attitude to have right now, because you could ask Greg Gard, and Greg is not quite sure yet how he's going to utilize his rotation. And some nights it's going to be different than others.
Yeah, and credit to him, as we mentioned, he kept himself ready and stepped in.
some nights it's going to be different than others.
Yeah, and credit to him, as we mentioned, he kept himself ready and stepped in a game where, you know, these guys have so many close games, every bucket matters, and the fact that he was able to get his first 5 points as a Badger, they needed all of them, of course, in a thrilling game on Saturday in Milwaukee. So we're about set for the second half. There'll be another moment or so. Again, the teams here just checking us out here. The teams had to be held in the locker room during the halftime show. Bango dunked, threw it down hard, and he took out the rim for the Milwaukee Bucks rim rockers, part of the halftime entertainment. So the crew doing very good work. Got the new rim to our left, and we've got two operating basketball rims. That means we will play more basketball here at the Kohl Center. 31-29, Wisconsin leading Maryland.
One thing that was kind of evident in the first half, Kevin Willard likes to switch his defenses around a little bit. I think it was one of his trademarks at Seton Hall, too. He's going to force you to make decisions every time you bring the ball up the floor. It's a mark of a pretty good coach, a veteran coach.
And he's put a little backcourt pressure on. We've seen a little bit of zone in the half court in the first half. Badgers come out with the original starting five. That's Cloud, Davis, Klesmet, Hepburn, and Tyler Wall as the Terps break their huddle with Hartz, Reese, Young, Carey, and Dante Scott.
And unlike Saturday against Marquette, nobody in foul trouble for either team. Nobody with more than one personal.
Free throws at a minimum, a combined three. Two for Wisconsin, one for Maryland. Terps get the first touch of the second half. We are underway. There's Demir Young moving to our left. Starts the offense. He'll throw to Julian Reese at the top. Hands off to Carey. Reese, and a dig from Jordan Davis. Came in from behind and just stole it away. Jordan Davis with the defensive play. Now Hepburn out front. Badgers move to our right in the second half. Crowd catches. Inside feet. Klesmet low on the right. And the shot's just taken away by Dante Scott. Up the floor comes Scott against Chucky Hepburn. Spins the lane. Floats it up right hand. Rolls in for Scott. And we are tied at 31. Opening minutes, second half. Backcourt resistance from Maryland. Wall still in the backcourt. Moves to the middle. Sends to Hepburn. He'll pass to Klesmet to the front court. Klesmet leaves it for Hepburn. Chucky with a pass fake. Now he'll flip to Davis, throwing to Wall. Inside feet, Crow, left lane line. Crow against Reese, backing his Crow. Left shoulder turn, up right hand, he got fouled. Stephen Crow goes to the free throw line. Julian Reese with the foul. That'll be his second. The first of the half on Maryland. A minute three gone by, second half. Wisconsin and Maryland tied at 31.
Crowell, 2 of 2 from the stripe in the overtime win against the Golden Eagles in Milwaukee on Saturday.
65%. He is from the foul line. First free throw off the rim, no good. 8 first half points for Wall, or excuse me, for Crowell. To go with 4 rebounds. Second free throw on the way, and that's nothing but net. 32-31 Wisconsin. Minute and change into the second half. Here's Jameer Young. Dante Scott throwing to Don Carey. Throwing to Young behind him, but he is able to gather. Young hard dribble left wing into Reese in the paint. Up left hand, and it's good for Julian Reese. And Maryland has the lead for the first time tonight. You mentioned it has rarely played from behind. Coming into this game, has played from behind a lot. Just 8 minutes and 7 seconds of the first 320 this season, they were behind. And then behind throughout until now, 33-32, Maryland, a minute and a half into the second half. Jordan Davis with a bounce for Hepburn, right wing. Chucky cuts off the wing. Finds a cutting Tyler Wall, right lane line, one puck. Bounce for Hepburn, right wing. Chucky cuts off the wing. Finds a cutting Tyler Wall, right lane line, one puck. Goes up, no, but a foul. We got Dante Scott in a tough spot. Scott picked up the foul. That's his first, and Tyler Wall will step to the foul line for a pair.
Dante Scott's been a force on the defensive end. He's got 3 block shots already.
He does. Tyler Wall, a 79% free throw shooter. He has 4 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds for Wall the first half. First free throw for Tyler is no good, too long. Badgers a little better than 73% for the foul line coming into the game. 3 of 5 so far tonight. Minute 45 gone by, second half, 33-32 Maryland. Second free throw for Wall on the way, and that's no good. Rebound Akeem Hart. And Hart quickly to the front court. Hands off to Dante Scott. Sends it to Julian Reese, top of the circle. Hands off to Hart. Hart left-hand dribble. Stops left block. Inside for Reese. And that's deflected by Klesman, who forced the turnover. Hepburn comes up with it. Now Wall and Reese get tangled up. Both will play on as Wall to the front court. Tyler throwing to Davis, high on the right. Jordan with a pass for Wall, top of the circle. Sends to Hepburn, high on the left. Goes inside, caught by Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell finds Davis. Jordan on the left wing. Shovels it into Crowell, left of the lane, seven to shoot. Davis left open. He'll try a three, left side, too long, no good. Dante Scott the rebound, and a foul called on Tyler Wall. That'll be his first. And the first on Wisconsin in the second half. 33-32 Maryland, 2.5 minutes gone by in the second half.
Badgers have done a pretty good job silencing Young thus far. I'm saying thus far. Jameer Young taking only 5 shots from the field.
He has 4 points. Young throwing to Hart, high on the right, feeds Scott at the top. Rotates to Don Carey, Hart off the left wing, and an offensive foul. Aimed that shoulder. And to Jordan Davis. Don Carey with his first foul and the team's third.
I noticed during your pregame lineups, you documented Carey's road journey, his travels.
Stop number 4.
Amazing.
With the ball is Klesman, gets it to Wall. Tyler, right lane line, pivots, now leans in, right hand shot sent out of bounds by Julian Reese. Badgers keep it with 16 to shoot, 17:06 to play, 33-32 Maryland. Chucky Hepburn, baseline right, will inbound. Hepburn in the crowd, hands it back to Chucky. Right of the lane, shuffles into the paint. Hepburn one pump, goes up and in, and one. Chucky Hepburn patiently up.
One area, one part of Hepburn's game that he struggled with early this season, just getting close to the rim and finishing. That time he was completely under control, got the basket and the foul.
Jameer Young to foul, Hepburn makes the free throw, 35-33 Wisconsin. We are 3 minutes into the second half here at the Kohl Center. Dante Scott going to carry high on the right, a pass for Reese, top of the circle. Reese one dribble and a collision trying to dribble handoff. They're going to get Wall trying to bust up that dribble handoff. And Tyler has called for his second foul, and Carter Gilmore is ready to check back in. So Wall's picked up a couple of quick ones here, and he'll sit for a while.
Klesman went right up to Wall and just kind of talked him down, because you could see the frustration building with Tyler, couldn't you?
Yeah, you can. Yep. Carey sideline left inbounding into Young between the circles. Young out front as Hepburn got staggered back on the screen. A three in the air is no good. Rebound Jordan Davis. The physicality picking up here. Gilmore a handoff to Klesman. He'll send it to Crowell, top of the circle. Steven walks it to the right side. Gives it up to Hepburn. Chucky baseline right, probing against Young, out to Gilmore, top of the circle. Carter kills the dribble, gives it up to Klesman to the line. Klesman down the lane, up right hand, good off the window. Klesman with a strong take, 37-33 Wisconsin, 16-12 remaining. Young between the circles, gets instructions from his head coach Kevin Willard. Now Don Carey throws to Scott. Turns it to Hart. Quick pass to Young, top of the circle. Young off the Reese screen, driving to his left. Stops at the lane line. Gets it to Scott. Passes off to Carey, and he threw it away. Wanted Reese, not ready. Out of bounds, it goes to Wisconsin. Under 16, media timeout. WEA member bench. It goes to Wisconsin. Under 16, media timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:53 to play, Wisconsin 37, Maryland 33. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
You won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. 15 minutes, 53 seconds left in the game. Wisconsin 37, Maryland 33.
The way that Max Klesman protected the ball, cradled the basketball on his drive to the rim on that last scoring sequence, kind of reminded me of Brad Davison a little bit. There are things that Klesman does that really remind me of Davison.
Yeah, you can really, you know, Greg Gard mentioned him. You know, he does Going back to Mike's time here, you see a little bit of that. You know, Greg has said, you know, we've mentioned it before, Max Klesman is a guy who just makes winning plays. And that was, yeah, you're right. That was one of those Brad Davison bulldog down the lane deals. Got the job done. And he was Wisconsin basketball off that Maryland turnover going into the media timeout. Hepburn will bring it up. Jahari Long now will check him. A throw to Crowell, top of the circle. He's with Reese, finds a cutting Klesman in the lane. Out to Gilmore, open three, left pocket. And that's way too strong, no good. Reese the rebound. Here comes Long, left side. Hart hanging in the air, finds Scott, wide open three, left wing. Rattles out, no good. Hepburn pulls down the board. 4.5 minutes into the second half, 37-33, Wisconsin. Davis high on the right, throws to Gilmore between the circles. Carter, a couple of dribbles, angles left, looking for a back cut, not there. Crowell there at the top of the wheel. Crowell with a handoff to Davis. Jordan works baseline right. Shot clock is at 8. Hepburn working off a screen from Gilmore and then Crowell. Left side, 4 to shoot. Crowell left open, tries a 3, right of the circle, off the rim, no good. Dante Scott the rebound with 15 minutes to play. Badgers up 4. Scott finds Long, high on the left, and an inside feed to Reese, and he got chopped by Stephen Crowell. That'll be 2 on Crowell. 2 on Wisconsin in the second half. Asijan and Wall coming in for Wisconsin. Crowell and Davis will sit down.
Really quiet night thus far for Asijan.
And just a couple of free throws so far. 0 for 3 he is from the floor. Long out high. Asijan defending. A pass for Dante Scott. He'll leave it for Hart right wing. Hart off the Scott screen. Now a bounce to Scott. Klesman checks him. Dante Scott with a jab step. Puts it on the deck inside the arc. Shot clock at 8. A dig from Asijan trying to tie him up. And he did more than that. He just took it away. Connor Asijan makes it happen on the defensive end. 14:30 remaining. 37-33 Wisconsin. Tyler Wall out front. A bounce for Gilmore. Top of the circle. Carter, right side, shovels to Hepburn against Long. Chucky, right of the paint, starts to back, feeds a siege in mid-range. Jumper, right side, around it out, no good. Julian Reese, the rebound. Jahari Long with a lead feed to Don Carey on the right side. Drops it back to Long, high screen Reese. Long moves to his left. He'll throw to his right, where it's caught by Carey. Gets it into Reese, backing is Reese on Gilmore. Backing, right block, whistle, offensive foul. as Gilmore got displaced. And the foul on Julian Reese is his third.
That's where Gilmore's got to help the team until he can find his shooting rhythm at the other end of the floor this year for Wisconsin without depth at the big.
13:59 remaining, 37-33, Wisconsin. And Hepburn brings it up uncontested. Long waits for him at the mid-stripe. Hepburn off a high screen from Wall. Chucky throws to a siege in left side. Connor brings it out front for Gilmore. Leaves it for Wall. Finds a back cutting a siege in low on the right. One pump goes up. Blocked by Scott. His fourth rejection of the night. And now Scott, a long pass for Hart. Runs it down right of the lane. Drops it to Young. Steps into a three and hits it from the right side. Jameer Young with his first bucket of the night. 37-36 Wisconsin. 13 and a half minutes to play. Lesman against pressure. Brings it across half court. Now Wall high on the right. Going to Klesman, outside left, flips to Gilmore at the top, feeds a siege in against Akeem Hart, bounce pass to Wall. Tyler right of the lane, backing on Scott. Mid post, now turns, right block, goes up, no good. Rebound, Akeem Hart. Outlet to Jameer on Scott. Mid post, now turns, right block, goes up, no good. Rebound, Akeem Hart. Outlet to Jameer Young. Young up the right sideline of the front court. Works off a couple of screens to the top of the circle. Whips it to Hart. Open three. Right side. In and out. No good. Wall the rebound. 12:58 remaining. 37-36 Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn brings it up. Hands off to Klesman near half court. Klesman against Young. Klesman in the lane. Got caught in traffic. Nice feed into Gilmore at the left block. Trying to find a cutting Wall. Throws it up. No, but a foul. Tyler Wall just missing an and one. He'll go to the foul line for two shots.
That's a pretty good catch in traffic by Wall on the bounce pass from Carter on the left lane line. Carter Gilmore delivering the ball in the paint. Wall making the catch and then drawing the foul.
Jahari Long with his second foul. Six fouls already on Maryland. Three for Wisconsin. 12:44 to play. 37-36. First free throw on the way, and it's good. Crowell and Davis checking in for Wisconsin. Gilmore and Hepburn will sit down.
We kind of expected play to get a little bit more physical with the start of the Big Ten, and has been that, especially with Tyler Wall. They've been playing Wall extremely physical tonight.
Patrick Emilian is in for Dante Scott. Emilian, the 6'7", grad transfer. Second free throw for Tyler Wall on the way. Around and out, no good. Emilian the rebound. 38-36 Wisconsin. 12:40 remaining. Jameer Young on the right side. Cuts off the wing, and he got hip checked by Max Klesman. That's two on Max and four on Wisconsin.
Emilian played in this building last year in the season opener. Had 18 points for St. Francis from Brooklyn.
If you're wondering if the name sounds familiar. Inbounds pass goes to Julian Reese on the right side. Hands off to Young. Young off the wing. Slips it back to Reese. Mid post right. Back to the basket. Crowd defends. A little dig from Asijan. Left open is Martinez. Straightaway three is good. Ian Martinez gives Maryland the lead. 39-38 with 12:20 to play. Backcourt pressure on. Jordan Davis throwing to Klesman. Now Maryland backs off of the pressure as Klesman walks it through the midcourt logo. The throw to Davis high on the right. Davis to Stephen Crowell. Inside feed. Wall catches. Reverse layup. Good. Going right to left. And Maryland is flashing a little zone there. The Badgers able to break it. 40-39 Wisconsin. Here's Jameer Young backing off the wing on the right side. Right lane line. Finds Emilian off the left wing. A little crossover dribble. Low on the left. Wants to go up and under. Up right hand. Good. First points for Patrick Emilian. Back and forth we go. 41-40 Maryland. 11:40 remaining. Tyler Wall on the dribble in the backcourt against Martinez. Behind the back of the dribble, he got fouled at half court by Martinez. His first, and a 1-1 will be coming up for Tyler Wall as we have the under 12 media timeout. College sports is full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 11:35 remaining. Maryland 41, Wisconsin 40. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 19 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 33 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 16. 1 to 2 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. 11:35 remaining in Madison. It's Maryland 41, Wisconsin 40. So do we trust Twitter? It's his account. Jim Leonard posting on his Twitter account that he will remain on the staff through the bowl game, and at the conclusion of the bowl game, he will no longer be a part of the staff at the University of Wisconsin. It's on his Twitter account and getting a lot of traffic right now.
And rightly so. A lot of people care greatly about Jim Leonard and his future, and it's very bright as he moves on at the end of the season.
One of our all-time favorites. Back to matters here at the Kohl Center. A 1-1 coming up for Tyler Wall with 11:35 to play. Front end is good. He'll earn the bonus. Rangers have been getting to the foul line. Maryland has not. Just one free throw attempt. That was from Jameer Young in the first half. The Badgers are 6 for 10. 41-41, 11:35 remaining. Second free throw coming up for Tyler Wall on the way and good. So he hits them both, and the Badgers regain the lead, 42-41. There's Jameer Young, left side of the front court. High screen from Reese. He'll use it a couple of times. Left of the lane, goes up and in. This is what he can do, Jameer Young. He can put a team on his shoulders here, and he gives the Terps the lead, 43-42. Hepburn against Young in the backcourt. Chucky across the midstripe on the right side. He'll leave it for Wall between the circles. Tyler Wall whips it to Connor Resigian outside left. Bounce pass Hepburn, left of the lane. Working against Young, low on the left, into Crowell. It's deflected, it's stolen away. Here's Ian Martinez. Lead feed to Young, right side of the front court as he'll slow things down off the Reese screen. Davis trying to pick him up. Now Young moves to his right, slips to Reese on the screen and roll. He got fouled by Stephen Crowell. Well executed screen and roll as Crowell gets his third foul.
Last few possessions, you can see how Young has asserted himself even more into the game. I mean, it's not like he wasn't playing hard early on, but he's become a more dominant player more recently.
Julian Reese, who struggles at the foul line, 21 of 40 coming into this game. The lefty with the first of two, and it's short. 43-42 Maryland, 10:51 remaining. Gilmore in. Crowell sits down for the time being. He has the three fouls. Second free throw coming up for Julian Reese, who has 8 points in this game. Six coming in the first half. Missed the first free throw. He missed the second free throw. Tyler Wall with the rebound for Wisconsin. 10:48 remaining. 1 point lead Maryland. Here comes Hepburn through the center circle, throwing to Davis high in the right. Davis, one dribble, flips to Wall, a pass for Esiason. Bounces to Gilmore, left of the lane, faces up, now starts to back, mid post, left. Gilmore bobbles, gets it back, gives it up to Esiason, shot clock at five, Esiason off the right wing, out to Gilmore for three, right side, got it! Hunter Gilmore for three, Badgers lead 45-43 with 10:15 to play.
Nobody needed a basket, a big basket, more than Carter Gilmore.
He has five, and that would count as a big basket right there, that triple. Here's Jabir Young. Standing dribble, edge of the center circle. Young moves to his left, a screen from Reese. Young whips it right side, Amelia with a shot fake. Dribbles off the wing, stops at the lane line, backing on Wall, turns, fades, flips, missed, whistle inside, bodies on the floor, and a foul is called as Gilmore got tangled up with Julian Reese, and they're going to get it on Julian Reese. Yes, they are. Kevin Willard not so sure about that. That's four on Reese.
We obviously haven't seen a whole lot of Willard on the sideline, but he's very animated.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it looked like Reese, he knocked Gilmore to the floor.
Him,
yeah, he got the forearm up on him. So that is not a small matter. Reese on the bench with four fouls. Dante Scott in there. You got Carey, Amelian, Long, and Young. Gilmore will be at the foul line for a 1-1. That's 18 fouls on Maryland. 9:52 to play. 45-43 Wisconsin. Front end of the 1-1 for Gilmore. It's in and out, no good. The rebound to Don Carey. Badgers leaving some points at the line here tonight. Long throwing to Scott. Scott, and it's poked away and knocked out of bounds by Tyler Wall. Maryland keeps it. 20 to shoot, 9:41 to play. 2-point lead, Wisconsin. 45-43, the Badgers. Carey, sideline left, throws it to Young. Young, hard drive, right of the lane, cuts underneath, whistle, and a foul called on Gilmore, trying to close that gap there along the baseline. Gilmore picks up his second foul, and the team's sixth. So now both teams the rest of the way will be in the bonus. Jameer Young baseline left looking, and there's that seventh foul. They're going to get Jordan Davis tagging Carey. That's two on Davis and seven on Wisconsin. Max Klesman ready to check back in. He's in for Davis. 9:36 to play, 45-43 Wisconsin.
That's a team Maryland shooting 73% this season from the free throw line.
Carey is 13 of 16 at the line. Hart in, Long out. Carey with 3 points coming in the first half. This is a 1-1, front end good. 45-44 Wisconsin. With 9:36 remaining. Second free throw coming up. He was a captain of the Georgetown team last year for Patrick Ewing. Second free throw on the way. Rattles through. Tied at 45. 9:36 left of the Kohl Center. Hepburn to the front court for Wall. A pass for Klesman high on the rights. Klesman out between the arcs. Rocks the dribble. Carey defends. Klesman gives it up to Wall. Left side of the wing for Hepburn. Hart checking Chucky. Backing is Hepburn. Offensive foul on Hepburn. Pushing off Akeem Hart. Player controlled, non-shooting. And that's two on Chucky Hepburn.
Maryland's done a good job keeping Chucky Hepburn under wraps thus far in this game. He's got only 8 points.
9:15 remaining. Tied at 45. Don Carey leaves it for Dante Scott, outside left, throwing to Amelian, top of the circle. Little handoff to Carey, works to his right, hooks a pass to Scott, flips to Young, left side. 15 on the shot clock, Young turns right of the lane. Wall will check him out. Young shakes, bound. A defensive clinic brought to you by Tyler Wall. 8:45 to play, tied at 45. Klesman outside right. See if they can get a sieging going here. Klesman throwing a wall outside left. A pass for Gilmore, top of the circle. Turns to Hepburn right side. Chucky off the wing, in the lane. Pivots, goes up, tough shot, no. Rebound tipped in the air, pulled down by Hart. Here comes Akeem Hart. Maryland tightening the grip with the interior D. Hart off the wing in the lane. Shot blocked by Gilmore. Comes down to Young, and it's taken away by Wall. Bodies on the floor. They'll get Perry for a block.
You know, there have been a couple of situations where play-ons would have been better both ways.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know if
and that's one.
With,
and that's
yes,
one of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's one of
Let
them.
Let them play on.
Yeah, that's one
and
of
we
them.
We saw one with a favored Wisconsin,
yep.
too, just moments ago.
Yep, you took the words right out of my mouth.
We don't
want to
watch free throws the rest of the night, but we are.
So it's team foul number 9. And the second on Carey. 8:15 remaining, tied at 45. And at the free throw line is Tyler Wall, who is 3 of 6 tonight. 9 points, 5 rebounds, 3 dimes. Front end for Wall, no good. And the rebound to Dante Scott. Badgers 7 of 13 at the foul line here this evening. Still tied at 45. Young going to Jahari Long in there for Carey. Hart left point, bounces to Scott. Left wing, just under the three-point line. They isolate on Wall, turning to Scott. Fades, and that shot is deflected away by Wall. Comes down well short. Boy, Tyler Wall making some plays on the defensive end. Hepburn sets the offense, 7:45 to play. Klesman high on the right. Klesman back to his Sejan. He'll give it up to Hepburn near the center circle. Chucky darts at the Klesman, left side, works baseline, got cut off, finds Gilmore, left wing, shot clock at 8, Hepburn out high, shot clock down to 5. Ball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports, with events and moments planned throughout the calendar.
That was against Green Bay. He only played a little over 7.5 minutes. Took just one shot from the field after that game. He got on a streak. He's been in double figures ever since, 5 in a row. Got his first basket. Very timely, I might add, just before the timeout from the left wing corner on assist from Chucky Hepler.
Well, it's a small sample size, but we've seen Connor do a lot of his best work in the second half of games here, too. So 5 for Asijan here tonight. That 3 is first points of the second half. That foul, by the way, was on Jameer Young. I think I said Patrick a million, but it is on Young.
This is just a normal transition for a first-year player to this league.
Yep.
And he's going to see all sorts of different defenses, and he's going to get knocked around a little bit as we continue in Big Ten play. And from what we've seen thus far, I think he'll adjust fine.
I'm going to correct my correction. I thought it was a million, and the stat screen flashed Young. Officially, they have him for 3 blocked shots. I thought he had 4.
Front end. He has 4.
Yeah, thank you. Front end missed. Asijan the rebound. And here's Max Klesman throwing to Asijan between the circles. A bounce for Gilmore right of the wheel. 50-45, the Badgers. 6:35 remaining. Hepburn finds Connor. He'll flip a 3 straight. On Connor Athrejan once again. Yeah, I said it. Connor Athrejan. 53-45, Wisconsin with 6:20 remaining. Here's Long out between the arcs. High screen, a million. Mounting the dribble, he'll use the screen again. Left of lane, lost the handle, but it's scooped up by Don Carey. Shot clock at 8. Here's Young high on the right. A bump from a million, cuts off the wing. Lost the handle, knocked loose, batted around. They're going to get a foul with 2 on the shot clock. Oh, my goodness.
Scramble situation. The Badgers digging after the ball. And Tyler Wall picks up number 4.
Yeah, that's a killer with 2 on the shot clock. And both teams in the double bonus. Jameer Young at the foul line. 53-45, Wisconsin with exactly 6 minutes to play. Young with 9 points tonight. 0 of 1 at the foul line. And the free throw is good. He has 1 more coming. Crowell in. Wall sits down.
Maryland has just a legacy of elite point guards.
Really
would you
do.
Not agree?
Oh, they really do.
Guys. All the way back. Juan Dixon.
Oh, yeah.
And on their championship team.
Second free throw is good. 53-47, Wisconsin. Exactly 6 minutes to play. Backcourt resistance on. Gilmore will bounce it to Klesmet. Max across the midstripe. Klesmet throwing to Asijan outside left. Connor locks the dribble, leaves it for Hepburn. He'll throw to Crowell, top of the arc. Crowell finds Klesmet. He'll try a 3 right of the circle. Rattles out, no good. Rebound to Ian Martinez of Maryland. And here comes Young up the right sideline of the front court with 5.5 minutes to play. Badgers lead by 6. Martinez baseline right, stops. Leaves it for Reese off the right wing in the lane. 14-footer. Nope. Rebound Crowell. 5:22 remaining, 53-47, Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn brings it up for the Badgers. Sets the offense, throwing to Crowell on the right wing. He's with Julian Reese. Crowell backs up on the dribble, lobs it out near half court for Hepburn. Shot clock is at 10. Chucky against Don Carey. Hepburn off the Crowell screen. 5 to shoot. Left of the lane. Tough shot off the glass. No good. Rebound knocked loose and gathered by Don Carey. At the right sideline to the front court with 4:50 to play. 53-47 Wisconsin. Here's Young. Left in the lane. Lost his balance. Got the pass out to Scott. 50 to play. 53-47 Wisconsin. Here's Young. Left in the lane. Lost his balance. Got the pass out to Scott. 4:42 to play. Scott resets the floor.
Wisconsin Mozzarella Cheese, it's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a brew pub, lots of mozza pizza.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, I even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
And help give Wisconsin this six-point lead, but boy, it really has been. And Carter Gilmore has chipped in with seven. You know, Jordan Davis had seven in the first half with five rebounds. I mean, this is not your easiest call, but what Connor has done, he has electrified this crowd. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 4 minutes, 31 seconds to play. Wisconsin 53, Maryland 47.
Maryland's gone 6 minutes and 53 seconds without a field goal. Oh, if their last eight.
Yes, maybe defense be the best in the game here tonight. Both teams in a double bonus. Possession arrow, Wisconsin. Three timeouts available for Kevin Willard. Greg Gard has two. And you were right, Mike, by the way. That was Hepburn that plowed over Klesman. And the crowd wanted a foul on a Terrapin, but that was Chucky who got him in that scramble for the Klesman. And the crowd wanted a foul on a Terrapin, but that was Chucky who got him in that scramble for the ball. And then Chucky took the timeout as he secured the ball. And now Hepburn to the front court. Gets a bump from Crowell, throwing to a Siege on the right side. Beats Hepburn. Turns it to Crowell, left of the lane, hands off to Klesman, flips to Asijan, got covered up quickly by Carey. Inside feed, Crowell catches a double in the lane, and it was ripped away, but a foul, or did they get a tie-up or a foul? Looks like a tie-up as Julian Reese able to reach in there, as that was a vice grip double team on Crowell, 12 to shoot, so the Badgers had the possession arrow, and will maintain the basketball. Inbounds pass to Crowell, hands it to Chucky, off the left wing, finds Asijan out front, Connor on the left side, clock at five. Crowell at the top. Now to Hepburn. Deep three left side. Money. Chucky Hepburn with a triple, 56-47, Wisconsin with 3:57 to play. Here's Akeem Hart at the top of the circle. He'll throw to Dante Scott, left point. Scott moving in on Gilmore. Scott backing, turns, fades, up right hand, no good. Rebound Crowell, and he got fouled. I tell you what, Carter Gilmore is working hard tonight. Battling against Dante Scott. And we have the under four media timeout. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3 minutes, 46 seconds to play. Wisconsin, 56. Maryland, 47. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells.
The local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Menards is your plumbing headquarters. Complete your bathroom update with Delta. Replace your old faucet with a new Capri bathroom faucet from Delta. Its Spot Shield technology uses antimicrobial protection that keeps your faucet staying cleaner longer by resisting water spots and fingerprints. Delta faucets are easy to install and last twice as long as industry standards. Get yours today at Menards for $89.99. Price is good through December 18th. Plus, get a Menards gift card. The perfect gift this season.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Another entertaining basketball game tonight for the Badgers. 3 minutes, 46 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 56, Maryland 47.
It didn't seem all that long ago that this game was tied at 45 all, and that's when Asijan went to work and hit a three and make it 48-45. The Badgers have since outscored the Terps 11-2. The only points for Maryland coming at the free throw line by Young. And that defense, and you've alluded to it several times during this span, has been awfully good. I think Tyler Wall set the tone.
He did.
There was one possession in particular, I remember, where he blocked Young's shot, came back and contested the rebounded shot, the putback by Young. That's just all-out hustle and effort, isn't it?
Yeah, great call. I think that's a tone setter for this defense, which you know has been the calling card for this team for years and has certainly been in most of the early games this season. You know, the uncharacteristic games against Wake Forest and Marquette, certainly got to credit those teams with playmaking ability and shot-making ability. But you can tell that you're a little salty at giving up that kind of efficient offense to the other guy. The Terps tonight, 38% so far from the field.
And the one noticeable difference with this team, and I don't think it's premature to bring it up, is Connor Asijan.
Oh, yeah. No, a couple of threes, man. This guy, he jazzes up the home crowd. I mean his career is just starting. There will be ups and downs, but the ups are kind of fun. Steven Crowell will shoot two. He's one of two at the foul line. First free throw is good, and the lead is 10 for Wisconsin. Badgers led by 12 in the first half, and then Maryland just raced right back into the game. Badgers led by two at the half. Second free throw for Crowell. Rattles in for Crowell. 58-47, Wisconsin, 3:45 remaining. Jameer Young, he has 11 points here tonight, and he has the basketball. And a haymaker screen from Reese. That springs Young, who hits a triple on the left side. 58-50, Wisconsin, 3.5 minutes to play. Badgers still have work to do. Hepburn in the backcourt, Young trying to hound him, and now Klesman. Max left side, they get it across. Hepburn just getting it across. They're trying to trap him. Bounce pass to Gilmore. Carter back out to Chucky with 15 to shoot. 3:15 to play. 58-50 Wisconsin. Hepburn with 10 to shoot. Chucky outside right. Hepburn throws to Crowell. Angles left. Down to three on the shot clock. Hepburn left side. Got to go. Contested shot is blocked by Reese. That'll be a shot clock violation. That is good D for Maryland. 3:02 to play. 8-point lead, Wisconsin.
It was Reese who delivered that welcome to the Big Ten to Connor Asijan with that hard pick at the other end, wouldn't
sure
it?
Sure did. Yeah, that'll rattle you. Here comes Jameer Young. Now has 14 points in the game. Young splits through the defense, whips it inside. Bobbled, gathered by Scott. Right block. Out the carry. Open three straight away. Good again. Here come the Terps. 58-53, Wisconsin. 2:45 to play. Gilmore against pressure. Inbounds to Max Klesman. And now it's Gilmore getting it to Hepburn. Open man. Oh, tough pass. It got deflected. Pulled down by Crowell. It's good to be a 7-footer. Here's Gilmore in the lane. Low to the left. Up, out, but a foul. Carter Gilmore will go to the line for two shots with 2:32 remaining.
Carter couldn't believe that ball rolled out of the rim. Great move to the rack by Gilmore. Used the left hand but couldn't get the basket to drop him. See if he can make a free throw or two.
If you're Greg Gard, when do you get Wall back in there? He has four fouls. We have 2:32 remaining. Right now he goes in. He would go in for Gilmore. Carter at the foul line. Right now for two shots. 7 points in the game, 2 of 3 at the line. First free throw, in and out, no good. 58-53, Wisconsin, and now Wall ready to check back in. It won't be for Carter, it'll be for Connor. Connor is CJ. 2 minutes, 32 seconds remaining. Maryland, after missing 10 straight, has hit a couple of threes to pull within five. Second free throw for Gilmore. Eyes the rim, free throw on the way, and that's no good. Rebound carry. Badgers leaving more points at the foul line. 2.5 minutes remaining. 58-53, Wisconsin. Young on the left side. Gets it to carry. Open three. Left side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound tap. Pulled down. Gilmore had it. Now Hepburn gathers, and Chucky gets fouled with 2:17 remaining. Boy, that looked on the line from Don Carey.
It looked like it was going in, didn't it?
It sure did.
I mean, this is kind of reminiscent of the first half and how it ended, where Maryland was going in, didn't it?
It sure did.
I mean, this is kind of reminiscent of the first half and how it ended, where Maryland went on that 14-4 run.
That's right. 6-point run for the Terrapins right now. Chucky Hepburn to the free throw line. Wisconsin is 11 of 19 from the line tonight. Hepburn has made his one free throw attempt. He has 11 points in the game. He and Crowell lead the scoring for the Badgers, each with 11. First free throw rolls in. 59-53, Wisconsin. Ian Martinez checking in for Don Carey. 6-point lead, Wisconsin, 2:17 to play. Second free throw coming up for Hepburn on the way, and it's nothing but net. 60-53, Wisconsin. 2:17 remaining. Jameer Young. Up the floor for the Terps, moving to our left in the second half. Young on the left side, Wall back in there, got to be careful playing with four fouls. Martinez hands off to Akeem Hart, flips it to Young, Hepburn digs in, heads of the screen from Crowell. Here's Young off the wing, whips it inside, caught by Young, low on the left, up no good, rebound tipped, and they're going to get a foul inside. Oh, Badgers trying to deflect. They're going to get Chucky Hepburn with his third foul.
That was a gorgeous pass from Young. A bounce pass to Reese.
Yeah, it was.
Set him up for it. He didn't make the basket, but he winds up drawing the foul.
Well, if you're going to foul someone, he's the one to foul. 0-for-2 at the foul line. First free throw is good. Of course he made it. He's a 52% foul shooter coming into the game. 60-54, Wisconsin. 2 minutes to play here in Madison. Second free throw for Reese, the left-hander. Shooting into the Grateful Red student section, and he hits the free throw. Hit them both. Credit to him. Lead down to 5 for Wisconsin. Wall in the backcourt against pressure. Throwing to Klesman. 1:55 to play. Refeed to Wall. Gets it across half court against Dante Scott. 1:50 to play. 60-55, Wisconsin. Wall pounds the dribble. Walks it through the center circle. 15 to shoot. Game clock down to 1:40. Wall looking to go to work. High screen crowd. Wall high on the left. 8 to shoot. Wall to the line. Wall down the lane. One pump goes up. Missed it. Rebound loose. Hart has it for Maryland with 1.5 minutes to play. Here's Akeem Hart quickly to the front court. Left of the lane. Stops at the lane line. Out to Dante Scott at the top to the line. Scott in the lane. Up right hand. No good. Rebound crowd with 1:20 remaining. Outlet to Wall. Left sideline of the front court. Badgers lead by 5. Wall gets double, trying to trap him. To the floor went Dante Scott. The Badgers got a timeout first.
That was close, wasn't it? I thought it could have been a foul called on Wall for knocking Scott to the floor.
Badgers got the timeout with a minute 12 on the game clock.
Look at Willard. He wanted some little clarification.
Yeah, he's not pleased. A minute 12 to play, 22 to shoot. Wisconsin 60, Maryland 55. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
1 minute, 12 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center in Madison.
That could easily have gone the other way. They could have called a foul on the Wall, I think.